What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Andrew Tate Will Soon Be Declared the Mahdi. So, as you guys have known for the past couple of years, I've been saying that Andrew Tate is going to be declared as the false Mahdi by the dirty Jews. Now, for those of you guys who don't know what the Mahdi is, the name Mahdi in Arabic means guided one. You can name your kid Mahdi if you want. There's millions of Muslims out there named Mahdi. But when you have a divine title, okay, like Muhammad means the one to be praised. The Prophet Muhammad's real name was not Muhammad. That was a title bestowed on him by God, which means the praised one. Yaqub, his real name was Yaqub, but his bestowed title was Israel, which means Izzallah, the pride of God, which is why we Jews are the God's chosen people. By the way, when they say Jews are God's chosen people, they're talking about Israelites. They're not talking about Ashkenazis, okay? Ashkenazis are not Israelites. They're Gog and Magog, and I'll be making a whole different video about that later on. So the Mahdi is going to be a title bestowed upon a Muslim who has a moral strong backbone to stand up to the Dajjal, which as far as we know is Donald Trump. So the Mahdi means the guided one, okay? This is a person who is divinely guided by God to lead the Mu'minun, the faithful, against Trump, who is the Dajjal, and his cronies. Mahdi is not a prophet of God, okay? See, a prophet of God, because he gets to deal with God, knows that he is a prophet of God. The Mahdi, we're not gonna know who the Mahdi is until the Messiah, aka Prophet Jesus, comes back. By that time, it's all gonna be done with, okay? You guys need to understand, when Jesus comes back, that's it. The Antichrist will be killed. Most of humanity will be dead. And that will bring in the golden age, the real golden age, not the satanic golden age that Trump is more than happy to bring in right now. So, Andrew Tate will soon be declared the Mahdi by Donald Trump, okay? Ramadan just started today. Do any of you guys find it a little bit suspicious that Andrew Tate is out in Ramadan? Like, Ramadan starts and he's in America already. Do you guys find it suspicious that Andrew Tate lands at the same time I did in Fort Lauderdale Airport on Thursday? Yes, as you guys know, I was in Colombia. And I came back from Colombia on Spirit Airlines around 5 o'clock. I was back in Fort Lauderdale Airport. About the same time Andrew Tate was there. Of course, I did not see him. He probably came in private because, you know, he's one of the CIA assets. Obviously, he's not going to fly Spirit Airlines. Let's get that out in the open. But I find that a little bit suspicious that Andrew Tate would land at the same time I did in Fort Lauderdale Airport. And just to let you guys know, I have a MGTOW party. The paperwork is already has been resubmitted. The first paperwork I submitted did not qualify simply because I did not have the proper documents needed, which I took care of, and I just mailed out the MGTOW documents on Friday, and I'm gonna call the Secretary of State for Florida on Wednesday to see the status of our paperwork. So we might have a MGTOW party in the next couple of weeks. Don't be surprised if Andrew Tate does start his own party. As you guys know, he wanted to start a party in the UK. Nothing came out of it. He's probably gonna start a party here in Florida. Now, you guys need to understand, Andrew Tate, like Donald Trump, is a Satanist. These are people that are on Team Satan. They are fakers, they are frauds, they are phonies. You know, the Prophet Muhammad said, the Jannah, heaven, is surrounded by adversity. Hellfire is surrounded by lust. If you look at the life of Andrew Tate, his entire life is lust, lust, lust. You look at Andrew Tate, it's all about Bugatti, it's all about money, it's all about alcohol, it's all about women, it's all about gambling. You know, the fact that Andrew Tate goes like this, he already committed haram, okay? Andrew Tate's entire life revolves around lust, and yet Muslims think that he is the second greatest person in Islam behind Muhammad himself. So, very soon, guys, Andrew Tate is going to be declared the guided one or the chosen one by none other than the Antichrist, Donald Trump himself. Now, understand this and understand this really good, okay? Donald Trump, Andrew Tate, their job is to misguide you people until their evil plan of murdering you, starving you, making you destitute become true. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills out there who are too low IQ to understand things the first time around. The whole job of Andrew Tate and Donald Trump is to deceive you, is to con you until their master plan of making you destitute, murdered, and oppressed, starved really, becomes a thing. So until that happens, they're going to lie to you. They're going to mislead you. Like Donald Trump said, we're going to release the Epstein files. Well, guess what? The Epstein files were a Hollywood prop, you know? Guys, I was on set in Hollywood. I know what the fuck I'm talking about, okay? When you guys see FBI agents in Hollywood, you guys think those are real FBI agents? No, they're fucking background extras getting either paid minimum wage or SAG scale, assuming they're part of the Screen Actors Guild, okay? When you guys see FBI agents, like, I watched the movie Rampage with Dwayne Johnson when I was with my girl in, what you may call it, in Cartagena a couple of days ago. FBI agents raided the facilities of that evil woman who's responsible for some sort of fucking, I don't know, virus that makes animals grow big and aggressive. Those were not real FBI agents. Those were all props. That's the same thing. You know, all these so-called influencers who were walking out of the White House with files that said Epstein on them, those were Hollywood props, dudes, okay? This whole U.S. government is nothing more than one big Hollywood production produced, directed, and written by dirty Jews, okay? Cash Patel, Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, they're all nothing more than a bunch of actors who are getting directed by the Jews, and guess who's funding the whole thing? Satan himself. You guys need to understand, dudes, like, Satan doesn't like us. He views us as dumb, stupid, weak, pathetic, inferior, and to a certain degree, he's kind of right, you know? So, you guys have to understand, okay? Satan is not a fallen angel, okay? God created three types of beings, other than animals, of course, and Coach Pitchbill. Angels are created out of pure light. Therefore, angels do not have free will, okay? Then he created the jinns. The jinns were created out of scorching fire. They are very, very advanced race of entities, and the big daddy of the jinns is Satan, or Iblis, or Beelzebub. That's his name, Iblis, okay? Then after Satan, he created us from mud. And Iblis, he doesn't like us because he views us again as inferior, dumb, stupid, ugly, just idiots. And again, to a certain degree, he's actually right. And his entire job is to make sure that we all get to go to hell with him. Which hell for him, because, you know, he's made out of scorching fire. You know, that's his home, you know. To us, you don't want to go to hellfire, okay, guys? So, Satan said to God, when Satan disobeyed God, he said to God, with the exception of your staunchest supporters, I'm going to take everybody down to hell with me. So, if you support Trump, you support Andrew Tate, you're gonna go to hell. Get that in your mind. As long as you're breathing, you can you can change things, okay? If you die following Trump, if you die following Andrew Tate, you will go to hell, okay? So if you're watching this video, stop believing in Trump, stop believing in Andrew Tate. They're not your saviors. They're not divinely chosen. They're not going to ever be good, decent people, you know. A lot of MAGA people say, well, you know, Trump, yeah, sure, Trump, you know, scammed us with his meme coin. Yeah, sure, you know, he lied to us about the Epstein files. But, no, there is no but, okay? Same thing with Andrew Tate. A lot of Muslims say, oh, well, you know, he owns casinos. He cons men out of their money. He drinks the alcohol. But, guys, there is no but, okay? When you come out here and you claim to be divine, you know, how many times did fucking, Donald Trump say, I was chosen by God? How many times does fucking Andrew Tate says, I've been chosen by God? So if you're going to come out here and you're going to claim to be divine, then you can't have things that are utterly, utterly, utterly haram, okay? You can't fucking have a meme coin where you scam people, millions of people out of billions of dollars, okay? You can't be like Andrew Tate where you scam men out of their money and tell them to go get his fucking trannies, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, Andrew Tate and Elon Musk as well, and of course Donald Trump, they are obvious that they are Dajjals, okay? Islam told us there's gonna be 30 mini Dajjals before the big one shows up, okay? And I was watching King Kong, 2017 version, with John Goodman, I guess, and who else was in that movie? John Goodman, Samuel Jackson. That motherfucker Samuel Jackson is in every movie, if you ask me. So in that movie, you know, there was King Kong, and King Kong was a good guy, I guess. And then there were these skull crawlers, and there are many skull crawlers, and there's many skull crawlers and the big one, right? Well, you know, these many Dajjals out there, they exist, and then there's a big one. Personally, I think Trump is a big one, okay? Because I don't see anybody on the horizon that can rival Trump in being the big Dajjal, okay? Andrew Tate, he can be the mini Dajjal. Elon Musk, he can be the mini Dajjal. But I think Donald Trump is the big Dajjal. And the word Dajjal in Arabic means con artist, okay? Everybody here knows that Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Andrew Tate are conning people. They're conning people up and down, side to side, all day, every day. And millions of, and billions of people are falling for it. This is why a lot of people out there need to die, okay? Listen. Just because you're okay with Trump, Musk, and Andrew Tate doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad person. It doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna go to the hellfire. It simply means you're not good enough to be here when the real Messiah, that's the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, for those of you guys out there who don't know any better, comes back, okay? When Jesus comes back, only the mu'minun, only the salihun, only the faithful, only the righteous can be here when Jesus comes back, okay, guys? So if you're okay with Trump, you're okay with Elon Musk, you're okay with Andrew Tate, you're not worthy of Olam Haba. You're not worthy of the golden age to come under the command of the Son of Mary, okay? So this is what I'm telling you guys, right? I've been telling you this for the longest time. A lot of people need to be exterminated. Now, I'm not going to kill them. You're not going to kill them. Let God do his thing, okay? A lot of people out there, they're not worthy of the Messiah. They're not worthy of Alam Abba. They're not worthy of Golden Age. Now, how are billions of people going to die? I'm hoping best case scenario, it will be the Scamarona vaccine, because half of the human population took the Scamarona vaccine, you know. I definitely don't want a big nuclear war, because that will impact everybody for the worse, you know. But it could be that, you know. And this is why I go to South America. Like, you guys need to understand, South America is independent of Western civilization. Like, if America goes off the map, Colombia is gonna be fine, guys. They got their own oil, they got their own infrastructure, they got their own energy, they got everything over there, okay, guys? They don't need America to survive in Colombia or Uruguay or Paraguay, okay? Most Latin American countries are pretty much self-sufficient, okay? This is why I'm pretty much moving everything off to Medellin in particular, Colombia in general, because in case there's going to be a major war, civil war, anything that is catastrophic here in America, I don't want to be here, dudes. You know, I don't want to be here when it happens, because again, you guys need to understand, at the end of the day, dirty Jews, Trump, Musk, Andrew Tate, at the end of the day, these people are really not the problem, you know. Who was it yesterday? It was David Knight. Yes, David Knight uploaded a video about this fake Christian pastor, Ken Copeland or whatever his name is. And David Knight in the title said, Ken Copeland is bad, but his audience, his fans are even worse. Listen, Andrew Tate, Elon Musk, Donald Trump, they're bad, but the people who support them are even worse. So imagine if all the people out there were like us MGTOWs, Donald Trump, Andrew Tate, Elon Musk. They would not be where they are today if the vast majority of people out there were like us MGTOWs, because we see that these people are liars, con artists, thieves, lowlives, degenerates, okay? So if you're going along with Andrew Tate, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump, you know, you have a bad heart, okay? This is why you must go. And again, I'm not gonna kill anybody. You're not gonna kill anybody. I'm just seeing, you know, worst case scenario, what's gonna happen? Because a lot of people out there have to die, guys. A lot of people out there are not worthy of, again, a lot of people are not worthy of the Son of Mary. And again, just because you have to die doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to the hellfire. You know, the Prophet Muhammad said when the end times happen, a huge sinkhole is gonna swallow lots of people. And he was asked, these people who are gonna get swallowed by this huge sinkhole, are they gonna go to the hellfire? The Prophet Muhammad said Allah is gonna kill them all, but he's gonna, you know, sort them out, you know, meaning that if you do perish in whatever calamity that's gonna happen because of Andrew Tate, Trump, and Elon Musk, it doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna go to the hellfire. It simply means that you're not good enough to be here when the Son of Mary, aka Jesus, comes back. So the whole point of this video, guys, is that A, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Andrew Tate are Dajjals, okay? With Donald Trump being the big Dajjal, okay? Secondly, Andrew Tate is gonna try to push himself off as the Mahdi. It's a known fact that they're trying to push fucking Donald Trump as God Emperor, as the second coming of the Messiah. We know that, okay? So right now, you guys need to understand, okay? Donald Trump is the savior for Christians. Andrew Tate is going to be the savior for the Muslims. And then fucking Elon Musk is going to be savior for all the Hindus, Buddhists, you know, all the geeks, nerds, you know, all these fucking weak, pathetic ethnic people, you know. So, again, I'm going to say this again, okay? Donald Trump is going to be the savior for white people, a.k.a. Christians. What's his name? Andrew Tate is going to be the savior for fucking Muslims. And Elon Musk is going to be the savior for Hindus and Buddhists. And again, they're all Dajjals. They're all con artists. They're all deceivers. They're all going to lead you to the hellfire. This is why you guys have to not follow them, not believe in them, okay? And thirdly, guys, I've been harping on this for years now, okay? A lot of people need to die. Best case scenario, the Scamarona vaccine takes care of them. They just fall dead. That's the best case scenario. If it comes down to war, nuclear bombs, shit like that, that's going to be very, very bad for us, okay? So, look, I've been saying for years, and I'm going to say this for the foreseeable future. If you're watching this video, what you need to do, and you need to do this right now, you already should be in the phase of doing this, by the way, not starting to do it. You should already be in this process, which is get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or, in the case of Coach Bitch Pill, traps and Thai ladyboys. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!